What's the question?
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Are all three good decisions?
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru almost just ruined my day. We got a TV on here with the Mad Dog.
He's on First Take.
On ESPN.
Yeah, Chris Mad Dog.
And
Russo.
Guru says, boy, look at that guy. He's got a great head of hair like you. He's 75. And I'm like, no chance.
You jumped out of your seat.
I went nuts. I was like, there's no way he's 75.
I was off a little bit.
So he had me on edge for about a minute, and then he's 65.
Siri told me Evan, he was 65.
If that guy went with the looks bit, like that at 75,
he looks good.
Woo!
You look good, too. I wanted to keep it going.
Yeah. Dude, you got the Holy Ghost in you. You popped up.
We got to end this game. It's...
Well?
He's getting too confident.
Oh, you mean the...
This game in the morning has you feeling like...
There's only one more.
You're Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
There's only one more. And keep this in mind. If I win, then it goes on forever.
But it's better than... somebody
shut up! I know what you're going to say.
Cranky Steiny yesterday. Please. What a word.
Please.
You get cranky with the best of them.
Yeah. I'm the most realistic guy on this station. Even you.
Well, dude,
I'm talking to the boss today. I'm talking to the boss today, and he said, you know, how do you fans, we don't know this and that, you sound exactly like what he said, and it's this: if the Niners get beat on Sunday, you'll kind of get it, and you'll pretty much give them a pass. And what he was saying,
okay. And you're pointing.
There are no passes in Philadelphia. He said, I never heard the word pass.
Well,
in Philadelphia in all my time in talk radio.
Wow. Okay.
Giving a team a pass or a player a pass.
So when Brock Purdy wrecked his elbow in that NFC Championship game a couple years ago, right? Just real quick, let me finish. Before the first quarter was even done, could you understand?
I could, yeah.
Switch names.
Yeah.
How said team that lost their quarterback lost that game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that's all I'm trying to capture is I am crazy. I am shocked to all levels that the Niners are in this position in a playoff game. That's me. But they're going to go out there and try to beat Philly, and they might have some action.
Real quick. Before the season, we picked them to pick 10 games, could have gotten them into the playoffs.
Right.
We knew that.
But getting to the 10, nobody knew Bosa was going to drop.
They got to 12. Yeah,
no doubt. With guys that we're mentioning, star, stud, the dudes, the heartbeats of your defense, nobody saw them going down, and they still somehow could duct tape, gorilla glue it to a point to where they're playing last Saturday for the number one seed. In a sense, Niner fans might come for me. I told 49er Frankie Bonte this, Shasky. In a sense, I felt like the football gods were like, hey, Niners, this is a great story. You're going to the playoffs, but number one seed, give me that. Because you can't do it to that level. Now, they might, and obviously would trade, getting their ass kicked the way that they did against Seattle, defense to offense, and still have a chance to go after the prize this Sunday at 1:30 in the Link. I'm giving them action. I guess what I'm telling you, Steiny, and you're not asking, and Evan can say, goo this story and the bosses for another day, there is a major, major reconstruction to the Niners moving forward after this playoffs, whenever they do inform, and I got to put that to aside, and maybe that's why I'm whispering sweet nothings about the job this team has done and putting up 40
burgers.
They
haven't done anything yet.
Steiny, the offense, but this is where you could take a victory lap if you like. If it happens again this Sunday against Philly's defense, the offense was off the chain.
That's my point. My point, one of the things I love about football is like, there's two sides to every story. There just is. They're a good football team. No, they haven't played anybody. Well, what happened? Stafford. Oh, he can be handled. He had three bad games. Yeah. It's like all I'm saying is, you know what I think? And I'm dead serious.
Yeah, give it to me.
If the 49ers win on Sunday, I think they're a good team. If they don't win on Sunday, I'm going to be like, this team wasn't that good. I'm sorry. That's what it comes down
but
to.
But how did you get to 12?
I'll tell you how.
And one of
because,
the 12,
because
or
you
two
went,
of the 12
because you
quick,
went, because
were Seattle.
You want to tell me?
Yeah, no.
I'll tell you how. Wait, you asked me? Let me tell you. They went 4-4 okay. against playoff teams
right.
and had Tampa Bay won or gotten into the playoffs, which they should have, it would have meant the Niners' record against playoff teams is 3-5. Do the math.
Okay, gotcha.
They're 11-0 against, or they're probably 8 or 9-0 against non-playoff teams.
But two of the best.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat what fans are going to say about this team if they lose to Philadelphia. They're going to say paper tiger, and they're going to say they didn't play anybody.
What? See, now I think we're having two different conversations because my thing is two of the best, the two teams I got coming out the NFC, not named the Niners, are Seattle and the Rams.
Okay.
Now, you could say, Guru, that was in October when they beat the Rams on Thursday or when what have you, and you beat Seattle September, week one. My point is, I mean, they beat those two teams. Yeah, they're division foes.
I know, but like this is what is what you don't do.
Tell me.
Or do, depending. Okay, yeah, they beat Seattle the first week of the season.
Right.
Okay, that counts. They're 3-4-4, but
help me real quick.
Needs to be said in context.
You know who I am at heart.
I'm just telling you.
Help me illustrate to the listeners what I'm sounding like to you. I'm not, Stani, I'm giving them a pass of they're not whole. So, I think they could win this game Sunday or they could lose it by 20, but I'm not going to say.
They're whole on offense. They are whole on offense.
And I'll
tell you why. Because Pearsall injury and Trent Williams injury, if they get hurt, I don't care. They're whole. They've been around. They've been healthy. I get Pearsall's missed, you know, 7 or 8 games, but Ayuk's gone. He ain't never coming back.
But that impact of him.
So this is the offense.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is if you get handled in this game, what are you going to do? Bring Trent Williams back again? For another year?
I don't know why you would not unless you have something. Like, you got other issues that you got to use your resources for. If Trent Williams could give me another year like this, hell yeah, he's coming back. My point to you about Ayuk is, yeah, Stani, that was a wart. That was a chicken on the farm coming back. But you didn't miss him until you needed him against prolific defenses. And what's the irony possibly of this season?
Pearsall would have done anything in that game.
But he had 100 on him the first time they played.
Week one.
Okay. My point is,
how different did those two teams look between week one and week 16?
Night and day. Okay. I'll be sure. Shout out to R&B singer, I'll be sure. My thing is, Stani, wouldn't it be anticlimactic that the Niners had this run with the points and offense and the season ends with a nothing burger against Seattle.
Okay.
And what if they do, and this is on the board for me, a nothing burger against Philly.
Yeah, they're not a very good team then.
But,
I'm sorry.
But, right, okay.
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, well.
They're clearly not as good
as
we thought.
Okay. Well.
Clearly.
I guess now let's have that conversation.
That's what one game is. Sorry, this is the NFL.
Okay.
One game.
But now, would you allow me
to hammer Lamar Jackson for a game he can't do in the playoffs? It's simple. Prove to me you're a good team. Beat the Eagles on the road after you won 12 games.
But would you allow Niner fan or anybody for that matter to look at the Niners in 2025 and say, okay, when it was go time against top-tier defenses, that's when you miss the debacle. And I know you're like, just forget about it, Goo, but we really can't. Ayuk, they're missing them now.
Okay, you know what I would say?
And Pearsall did not play against one of the best defenses in the league. Stani, I can't ignore that.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. And you know what? Pearsall and Ayuk, they're not there. But the bottom line is, you lose to Philly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to start looking at Trent. You got to start thinking about next year with McCaffrey, you got to start thinking about George Kittle.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But you got to get the defense and hope dude's coming back. You got a lot on the list.
But my point is,
I got
all their talent right now is on offense. And if they can't get anything done against two of the better defensive teams in the league, what are we talking about with Purdy and Pearsall and McCaffrey and Jennings and Kittle? You could only generate one touchdown in two games?
But
like,
I think that's not
good enough.
But I think you're being unfair when you talk about your best left tackle not in a game and your best wideout not on the field. That's, hey, no excuses, Stani, but I think you're punting on the ramifications of that. Okay. That's all.
All right, so
and maybe
that's
those
fair.
Dudes play it's and fair. You still only score three, but I think it's really unfair to say, damn, they could have used him and maybe it would have popped off different offensively. Because I told you in the masses, okay. This Niner offense is good. That's how far this team's going.
But here's the other thing.
And they didn't do anything Sunday, Saturday.
Fine. You know what? So you're good both ways. And here's what I'm talking about. You get to say they don't have a weapon. Well, you know, they don't have Ayuk. Okay. How come? Well, they had a problem. So, like, why wouldn't you think... Yeah, we had a wide receiver problem. How come? Well, one guy we had a problem with, and the other guy we drafted who can't stay healthy. That's
a real
on
thing.
You.
And that's going to get louder.
Right.
You're right.
So it doesn't matter in terms of this team.
But
and
from
where
a competition
at.
Standpoint,
they're not going to get Ayuk back.
Okay, gotcha.
So their number one receiver is a guy who plays every other game.
That's a problem.
Like, that's who you are as a team, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a major problem. But I don't know his availability, and hopefully he can go, Stani, and we'll find out. But I'm just telling you, I believe the Niner offense and their chances of winning and being productive on offense are greatly higher, with Pearsall out there. Because it was apparent that Seattle said, hey, you know what, Stani? All that 40 you were putting up against all these scrub teams, let's show you how. And that was it.
Pearsall was the reason they were scoring 40.
No, I'm saying
the reason they were scoring 40 is because the teams they played stunk. And the defenses they played stunk. And they played it, like, here's the other thing. Oh, those were really good defenses. Well, that's a playoff team it's a good defense. Like, that's all I'm saying. And, you know, I'm just, here's what I meant.
Yeah, right.
What
no, I meant. I got and you, my but guy, I'm just telling you.
I love Bonte.
Yeah.
When's he on next? Next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, so hopefully he'll
forget. He'll be on tonight. NBC.
He's going to kill me for this.
But for what?
One of his videos came across. Bonte Hill, the great Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Games are
former,
tough.
Still on 95.7
there
the game.
You go.
He did a video on how the 49ers could win. And you know how he started the video?
Give it to me.
I'm going
to
give you three reasons why the 49ers can actually pull off the impossible and make it possible that we can beat the Eagles.
I love this, and I missed
impossible?
It.
Impossible? What are we doing?
Well, he's giving Philly's defense respect.
Okay, but let's choose our words better. So 49er fans think it's impossible to beat them in Philly? Why?
I can think of 10 reasons why
you can
and
win
Vegas
this game.
Vegas has it, what, three? I don't want to speak for B. We should have him call in, but I'll say this to you before you finish. Maybe he's just, he's one of the biggest Niner fans we know. Maybe he's doing what I'm doing, Stani. And he's taking inventory of what they're without. So maybe he's just being realistic to take
down
this
beast. It's not impossible. But you want like that? I guess that's what I'm saying.
Is Philly getting disrespected? They're the Super Bowl champs.
Sure.
I feel like they're getting respect. So maybe that was respect.
Let me tell you what's going on.
But when he says the impossible to win on the road, especially after we got a glimpse of what Seattle's defense did to you in regard to clamping you down. So when you say impossible, we are talking about Philly,
you know what I
the
believe?
Division champs.
You want to know what I believe? And this is... Okay, Bonte's gone now. Okay. We're not talking about him at all. I'm talking about certain fans and you to an extent.
Well, come for me.
The 49ers are having a great year, and as they're racking up these wins against subpar teams, we start chirping. Super Bowl. Never play a game outside the state. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Meanwhile, all season long, we're out here in the Bay laughing at Philadelphia. Sirianni's a joke. The Eagles have big problems. They are in shambles.
These were national narratives.
And now the game comes.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the Eagles are impossible to beat. That's what I don't like about some fans.
Well, that was Bonte's word.
No, that's not Bonte.
But that was a national narrative about Philly. That wasn't the Bay doing that narrative.
No, you don't laugh at Sirianni and the Eagles?
No, I told you I was the biggest hater for Hurts and Sirianni, and they won. And what did I tell you and Evan in the green room?
Okay.
Back me up here. I got a problem with people saying they would take Purdy over Hurts.
That's not
when Hurts has won a Super Bowl.
Okay, fine.
Make that make sense, and he's been to two. But this is the ideology that you're using.
Well, 49er fans talking Super Bowl last week, and now it'll be the biggest upset in franchise history if they go into Philadelphia, a team that everybody said was in shambles midway through the season, a team everybody thinks whose coach is a joke. I mean, but now he can't beat Philly.
No, nobody. Come on, Stoney. Vegas has it at three. This is not one of those playoff games where it's a toss-up. Yeah.
Okay.
Only because Philly can't get out their own way, allegedly.
Okay.
But
well, then you should be able to beat them.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I'm just saying.
But Vontae used impossible.
Right. And that's a joke if you're this kind of four. And again, he's not in it. It's like, then don't talk about the Super Bowl weeks 10 to 16.
Tell me why not.
Like, what do you mean, why not?
The arrow was pointed high. Right. They're rolling. They're already having a season that you admit, well, I'll admit, with the injuries, I didn't think they could survive.
They had a good regular season.
And now you're just a couple of days removed from a game that would have gave you possibly the number one seed in what you just said, not leaving Cali.
Right.
No, like, can you put into can you condense what you mean about illustrate the picture about who was saying the Super Bowl, Steiny?
Oh, please, you were. You were saying Steiny, they could run the table.
It's still a possibility, but you're saying it like I was saying book it.
No, but nobody was saying they're locked to win the Super Bowl.
Come on now.
But people were talking about this. See, if they want that game, they were going to be the favorites. Okay, they lost that game. Now they can't go into a road city and win a game? Like, that's preposterous.
I don't feel that way. I think they got action.
Right, I think they should win the game. How about that? And I think if they don't win the game, that's really bad. Like,
but real quick, if you think they can win the game, part of what you said, people outside and everywhere have been talking about the Eagles. How can you just disrespect the defending champs?
I'm not disrespecting
with that
them.
Defense and what they have, offense.
No, you're missing the point. I'm saying that the 49ers, if they think they're a good, like, I'm not disrespecting the Eagles. I'm saying, yeah, prove to me you're good and beat the Eagles.
And I'm over here. Again, I know it's not
giving them passes.
No. I'm doing just what we did with the Warriors when we lost Curry against Minnesota. Yeah, I wanted them to beat them, but I knew you couldn't without Curry, and that's what happened.
But
all
why
I'm telling
not,
you,
dude? Why not? Why can't they beat the Philadelphia Eagles?
Because they can't get home, or they can't get to the quarterback.
Why don't we focus on offense?
Okay, gotcha.
Because that's all I really care about. If the defense gives up 40, they give up 40, and we got issues.
All right, I'm going to go Greg Cosell, my version of Greg Cosell. If we're talking about the James Logan High football program, the Colts, and you tell me their left tackle and whoever their best wideout is not playing, Steiny, I'm giving credence to, you know what? You've been dealt a bad hand. Play the game.
Devontae Adams played for the Rams the last couple weeks? What are we
and
doing,
Goo? But yeah.
Like, seriously. And you know what? Like, that's the other thing.
But
Trent
tell
Williams.
Me what you think. What do you want me to say?
Like, I want you to treat the 49ers like you would treat
a
normal team.
And Warner are there?
Yes.
But they're not.
Okay, and the Chargers are missing their two best offensive linemen. You go around the league. And I'm not saying.
You know what? They're getting on a plane, and they're going to show up. This is not them talking to you or Kyle.
Right.
Steiny, they're going to go try to win a game.
No doubt.
And if we're right about something's going on with Philly behind the scenes, and that offense is dysfunctional, and maybe they don't believe in Hurts, then maybe the Niners and Kyle and his brilliance, they'll have a better day than they had this last Saturday.
Look, here's what I think. I think there's a lot of things going for the 49ers.
Give me one.
I think that game against Seattle was perfect. It was perfect. And I'm sorry, when you play six horse bleep teams in a row, Bears, shut up.
You
play six bad teams or six teams at that level, okay? And you win them. And now here comes Seattle, and they are playing at another level. Period. End of story. It took the 49ers too long before they realized that they weren't matching the level of play of the Seattle Seahawks because they hadn't seen anything like that in a month and a half. And so now they've seen it, and Kyle Shanahan gets to go back and practice this week and say, guess what? We ain't playing a non-playoff team. You saw what Seattle did to us last week. We got to be better against Philadelphia, and they're going to, I fully expect them to be more prepared.
Go ahead. I asked you.
Who's a better coach?
I like Kyle.
Kyle Shanahan.
But how unfair is that to say? I don't know. I'm growing. I'm proud of myself. Sirianni's got a Super Bowl ring.
Okay, so, argue to me that Sirianni's better than him.
I'm not, because I think I saw him lose a team.
So who has an advantage at coaching? Quit trying to make excuses.
They're not excuses. You're asking me an answer, and I'm just
Who has the coaching advantage? I believe it's Kyle, too.
And I don't think Sirianni would have Kyle's team in this position.
Okay.
So it's Kyle.
So they got a coaching edge.
Says you and me, but the bottom line is one guy's got a ring and been to two Super Bowls, and the other guy has zero and been to two Super Bowls. Am I right? Are we right?
Kyle, because you've called him the boy genius for 9 years. He's the coach
and
of the year.
I've been on his head about him not winning two.
Nah, come on, Gil.
No, I'm just telling you, man.
You're making excuses.
I'm not. I'm stating facts. You're taking them as excuses.
No, Goo. If I said to you on any other day, the 49ers have a coaching advantage against the Eagles, you wouldn't say, says you. You'd say, yeah, you're probably right, Steiny. Right?
But if I said, what does a Super Bowl winning coach mean to you?
He won a Super Bowl. Great.
Okay, he's been to two.
Okay,
so I think it's a.
You're not convincing yourself that Sirianni's a better coach. You know. You're saying that
what
people
I know,
can say he's got a better resume. You're right, but nobody will say that. No. Nobody's going to say Sirianni's a better coach than Kyle.
And he may be on his third.
He's a Super Bowl coach. Great.
I don't think there's probably one, maybe two coaches in the league that could have this Niner team where they're at in this game with the injury.
Perfect.
If you want to call that excuse, Steiner, you can.
So Kyle Shanahan is absolutely an advantage in this game for the 49ers. And I got to tell you, if you don't think so, then fire. Are you kidding?
Okay. What did that advantage do against Seattle? You got three measly points. If Jerry Rice and John Taylor are not walking through that door, miss me with a guy that doesn't play or lace him up being an advantage.
Oh, now
you are.
So you want Kyle not to matter when they don't look good.
I want him to have his talent.
Lastly,
and he didn't have Pearsall.
Lastly, here's the other thing that the Niners have going for them. If the Eagles are as fragile as we think they are, they'll break on Sunday. Yeah. Because the 49ers at least are together. There's no doubt about that. If the Eagles are fragile, they will break on Sunday.
But what's that mean when it's third and long? You know what I mean? That sounds good, Johnny.
Tell
me.
You're making excuses.
No,
you're
having a conversation from 2 years ago when Philly flamed out after they went 10-1. They just won the Super Bowl, and we're about to find out on this ride if they're broken. But you're making assumptions like they are.
No, I'm not.
Those aren't the advantages I want. We're together. You're coming to my house so we can kick your ass, and then I go on the road. Those are advantages I want. We got number 80. Nobody can guard them. That's what I
want. Who's 80?
Jerry Rice. They don't have that, and now it's getting tougher.
They don't have Rice, so they have no expectations to win a playoff game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Woo-hoo-hoo!
You own one.
Woo! How come the Eagles don't stink today? They stunk all year out here.
Gotta go.
That segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. I gotta wind it down.